Adam Lehman wasn't about to let a little cold rain keep him from his first date with democracy. In sweats and a ball cap, the 18-year-old braved a winter storm in Rock Hill on Saturday to cast his vote in the Republican primary.
It's my first. I feel like it's a pretty important thing to, vote and exercise your right, because, you know, if you don't like how the government's going or what's going on, you know, you can't really complain unless you voted. I don't know, that's how I feel.
Lehman says choosing to vote Republican was easy. It's the candidate he's stuck on.
I'm actually still undecided.
You got about 4 feet.
I got about 4 feet.
I'm
either going to vote for Mike Huckabee or John McCain.
He chose McCain, like 33% of South Carolina voters in the Republican primary. Pollsters attribute McCain's win to older voters and military families. But voters under 30 are getting lots of attention this campaign, particularly from the Democrats who face off in South Carolina 2 days from now.
The campaigns have been targeting in unprecedented strategies and in numbers young voters.
Jay Parmley is a voter file administrator for the Democratic National Committee in South Carolina. His party's candidates are courting youth with campus rallies and flashy weblogs.
Because no matter if you're with Clinton or Edwards or Obama, the message seems to really be touching a core with these voters who really have started their adult life with the last 8 years of the Bush presidency.
Parmley asserts that coming of age during the Bush administration has turned young voters to the Democratic Party. Incidentally, that thinking works both ways. After 8 years of one party, young voters usually gravitate to the other side looking for change. But even if more youth are Democrats these days, Winthrop political science professor Scott Huffman says they're still notorious for staying home on election day.
Overwhelmingly, young people say politicians don't care what people like me think. The feeling that they don't matter and that they don't think that their vote counts, that's why they stay home.
Huffman says the last candidate to really bring out the youth vote was a Washington outsider, Bill Clinton, back in 1992. Voter turnout among 18 to 30-year-olds has declined steadily since then. But in 2004, the Center for Information on Civic Learning and Engagement reported 49% of eligible youth showing up to vote, the highest turnout for that age group in more than a decade. And the trend has held true in both the Iowa and New Hampshire primaries. This could be the year of a major youth movement, says Huffman.
Youth show up for one of two reasons, an overwhelming issue or an incredibly exciting candidate.
And he says there are two issues turning youth on today.
Many 18 to 24-year-olds are saying they're deeply concerned about Iraq and the economy.
As for the exciting candidate,
I tend to like Obama, although I would not be upset if Hillary Clinton won. And in fact, I think it would be great if the two of them ran together.
That's Oscar Soto. He's 25 and a member of the Rock Hill chapter of Drinking Liberally. They're a group of political junkies, mostly liberal, who gather twice a month at Cups Cafe across from Winthrop University to talk politics over drinks. Tonight's crowd is livelier than usual, since the South Carolina Democratic primary is just days away.
I'm Amy Medina. I'm 26, and I'm from Clover, South Carolina. I'm supporting Hillary right now. I like what she says about education. I like where she's going with healthcare, and I feel like she's backing it up a little bit more than, say, Obama.
My name is Jimmy Fitzpatrick. I'm 29.
Who's your candidate? Have you decided yet?
Yeah, for the most part, I think I have. Obama is my candidate.
A few steps away, 24-year-old Leland Graham makes his best pitch for Hillary Clinton to a couple of friends.
I kind of feel like she's my mom, and I kind of want my mom running the country.
Mom could run it better than Dad, I'll tell you that.
Before the night is over, these youth have all but taken over this tiny cafe with their talk of politics, primaries, and promises of change. Nearly. In the far corner, 20-year-old Danielle Arthur concentrates on her sandwich, trying to ignore the drinking liberals.
Are you thinking about voting in the South Carolina primary?
Honestly, no.
Why not?
Because I haven't been paying attention.
And that's the rub. If enough voters under 30 do pay attention this Saturday and in November, political analysts say youth could replace retirees as the most coveted voting bloc in the country. If they don't, well, we've been there before. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose.